Good morning and welcome to church, to people who are in church, and welcome to those who are joining us on Zoom. It's going to be a very different service today. We've got the Queen Anne singers and Nancy. You're only seeing the back of Nancy's head, but I'm sure she'll turn round and wave to you eventually. It's great to be able to have a Nine Lessons and Carols here in church. At the end of our first hymn, our young people are going to go out and do all that practice for next week, which will be another very different service as kids at church lead us in an alternative nativity. But I'm going to hand over to Alison to take us through the intimations.
Thank you. So good morning, everybody, and welcome to Cairnhill Church, particularly any newcomers or visitors, as we have the Queen Anne singers who are very kindly joining us today to thank everybody for using the church for our practice. And if you'd like to sign the visitor's book on the way out, and it's Nine Lessons and Carols today, this morning, and it's led by the Queen Anne singers. And we're very grateful to Nancy for organising and taking part in the service today. Worship next week will be led by Kids at Church, Catch, and this promises to be a very unique take on the Christmas story. Bankhead Farm Shop is now open, and we strongly recommend supporting all our local businesses this Christmas and all year round. And this is a list of the Christmas services that are going ahead next week, which will be on the screen, and you've got them on your order of service, with the Zoom codes for people joining by Zoom. And finally, here's a quick look at today's order of service. We apologise for the small print this week. Thank you very much.
To light some candles before we go any further. So, I think I'd got to primary one and two. Anybody primary three? Anybody primary four? Oh, did we have a three? Oh, right. Come on. You're going to come and help me? That'd be good. Primary four? Primary five? Right. Why don't we take a couple of primary fives? Maybe a boy and a girl. That would be good. Right. Already lit. Okay, would you like to hold on to this for me? Are you safe? Because I'm not sure I'm safe. Any of the red ones you like. Good. That's great. Now, would you all like to blow it out? One, two, three. Well done. Thank you very much. Thank you for your work. It's always nice as a silence comes in as the children gradually disappear into the distance. The bidding prayer, at the end we say the words of the Lord's Prayer, and perhaps I should say to you that we will be using the older traditional version of the Lord's Prayer, because in Cairnehill we're more used to using the millennium version. Let us pray. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmastide, let it be our care and delight again to hear the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill among his people, for unity and fellowship within the church he came to build, and especially in this, our town. And because this would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, all those who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore and in a greater light, that multitude which no person can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in the Lord Jesus we are one forevermore. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself hath taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those. Yes. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It's terrible when you get into one way of saying things and then you can't say it the other way. I'll hand over now to the choir. The service will simply run through, so there won't be any more announcements until we get to the end of the service.
The first lesson is Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 15. God announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of woman shall bruise the serpent's head. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. And I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? The woman who gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The second lesson. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Thanks be to God.
The third lesson is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2, and then reading verses 6 to 7. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, Upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with the justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Thanks be to God.
The lesson this morning is from Micah, and it's the prophet Micah foretells the glory of little Bethlehem. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The fifth lesson is from St. Luke. The angel Gabriel salutes the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Thanks be to God.
Oh,
The sixth lesson is from Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth their firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. Thanks be to God.
The world is sin and death.
The seventh lesson is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 16. The shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. Thanks be to God.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen the star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Thanks be to God.
The ninth lesson, St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God. Of wee things to say. The first is, if elders could wait just a moment or two after the service for a very brief meeting. The second is that we have been going through a series of sermons, and if you are missing the sermon this morning or have trouble sleeping, it will be on the Limekilns website if you need to get hold of that, and the same will apply next week. Those are things I have to say. What I would like to say is how much I enjoyed the service today. I always think some of the best music we have is Christmas music. And there's nothing better than a good choir. You make a better job of leading the singing than I do. And of course, a choir would be nothing without the person that drives them, trains them, keeps them right, and Nancy put this service together for us. So thank you very much, Nancy. So now, words of blessing. May he who by his incarnation gathered us into one, things earthly and things heavenly, fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.